Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good afternoon, where you may be. This is your show, Indigenous Voice. So we implore for everyone to call in and talk and tell us what's on your mind. So we'll, as you say, our host will be Chinua Luhamani, Jabil Hadusalam, and myself, Amin Abdullah Bay Strongman. So we will start off with prayer, and we will start off with prayer with Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rahmanin, Ar-Rahman Rahim, Antiyomuddin, Yaka Nabudu, Yaka Nasta'in, Yaka Surat Mustafim. The show is on. The board is up. Sorry, but I had people coming at me. Okay. All right, you can call in. Okay. I got the board up and everything. The show's already starting. Started. Okay. I got it. All right. Salaam alaikum. So my dear brothers and sisters and people throughout the world, on, you know, or whoever may be in listening, greetings and peace. You know, greeting and peace to all, you know. And the topic is that respect. We must have respect for one another and for each other. You know, that is very, very important, you know. And we all have our own opinion about certain things and situations might comes up. So we implore to everyone to respect these people, respect their opinion of what they might say, you know, because no one agrees with everything. No one's supposed to agree with everything. That's what makes us a unique individual. Because we have our own mind, and we don't think alike, we think different. So we implore everyone to have courtesy and respect for one another toward the speaker. You know, do not use any type of foul language or any derogatory expression toward anyone on the show, because it's not helpful to anyone. So with that being said. We our show is always about trying to help people and let people and see what's on their mind and what they got on their mind throughout wherever they may live, the country, state, city, town, your municipality, your village, or your reservation. You know, we welcome everyone to this talk show, you know, because the show is only as good as the people to participate in the show. You know, we only hosting the show. You the one participating in the show and give us what you, you know, what's on your mind and what you think, you know, what's happening. Then said, you know, our main focus should be in self-determination and independence, you know. And that's a key topic that we should always focus on, and that we should always know how to be free. You know, we use this word loosely, and we say it a lot, but key element is, do you really know how to be free, or do you want to be free? When you use the word freedom and independence and self-determination, it means that you are a free thinker. You are a critical thinker, and that you have a mind of your own. You don't let other people control you. You know, you don't let other people control you. You know, because that's what makes you a unique individual. You know, and once you let other people control you, then you consider as what you call a robot, taking command of people, you know. And I'm quite sure we are not robots, because the Creator gave us a brain to think for ourselves, you know. And he gave us a heart, he gave us eyes, you know, he gave us, you know, organs and everything else. We are not metal. We are flesh and blood. We breathe, you know. Now, the one thing, you know, I was reading a document, and it says that, you know, the 9%, let's say it was, I don't know, 80% of people that go to court, they fear. They are really scared when they go to court. I've seen that, you know, they act like, you know, but you got to understand, people, that these people, the judge, the district attorney, your lawyer, they bleed like you bleed. They breathe the same air you breathe. They have to use the bathroom the same way. They put on their clothes the same way you put on your clothes. So what's the fear? You know, you know, you don't fear them. You know, you fear the unknown because maybe you're not used to the situation you're in. But that comes with studying. When you study certain things, you study the law, you study other things, you prepare yourself. You know, you prepare yourself for battle. When you prepare yourself for battle, I mean, that you know, whatever comes forth, you're ready for it. And like when you go to court, if you prepare yourself to go to court, you prepare yourself to battle with these people. 90% of the people don't know nothing. They don't know their own laws. The police don't know nothing. They're about as dumb as a rock. And you ask them about anything about law, they don't know. Their policy, only thing they know is their policy. That's all they know. So what they're doing, they're not enforcing law, they're enforcing policy. And policy is not law. A statute is not law. A code is not law. And once you get to understand these things and know these things, you know that you can be able to defend yourself against all of these things, you know? So my suggestion to everyone who's listening on the show, study, people, study. Get the understanding of what these people are about. Because the more you understand what these people are about, the more you can defend yourself against them. You know, if you don't know things, that's what they use against you, the lack of knowledge. They figure, you know, they use your lack of knowledge to come at you, you know. And that's how they come at you and get you. And 9 times out of 10 people say, I need a lawyer. Why do you need a lawyer? A lawyer, his first duty is to the court. First duty is to the Queen of England, because he's called an esquire. His second duty is to the court, because he's the officer of the court. And his third duty is to you. In other words, he has no allegiance to you at all. Majority of the time, your lawyer will tell you to take a plea deal and sell you down the river. So that's why you must, I'm not saying some of them ain't, you know, but sometimes a lawyer's going to do good, when you get a lawyer, you must tell him to do what you tell him to do, you know. But 9 times out of 10, he's not, because if he can only go a certain amount of time before he gets disbarred, you know. He ain't going to buck the court system, because that's where his bread and butter comes from. That's where his money's coming from. So 9 times out of 10, he always going to tell you, take a plea deal, cop out, you know. But 80% of your case is winnable if you know what to do and how to do it. And majority of the time, what you have, what you call the police report and discovery. These are the two things that you must always get and look at. When you get a police report, 9 times out of 10 or 8%, these police reports are scantless, and they lie a lot of times on every police report and your discovery. These people lie a lot. They take courses in lying. So these people, they're like, you know, that's what they do. Because if you understand, once you get a police report and you go line by line, item by item, and you see these people are not telling the truth. The majority don't tell the truth. They be lying a lot. So I keep telling people, study. You do due and diligence and understand the law, you know. And you must understand that there's a difference between legal and lawful. Lawful means there's remnant of law, but it's not law. Legal is law. legal is not law. Lawful is law. So when somebody says this is legal, they're not really quoting you law. They're on this realm of law. It might be something wrong, but it's not law. They're called, there's a thing called colorable of law. That's what the majority of the people be running on, called colorable law and colorable title. It seems like law, but it's not. It appears like law, but it's not. That's what they mean, colorable of law. Look up these words. Look up these definitions, terminology I'm getting. I'm telling y'all. Don't take my word for anything. Look them up for yourself and get an understanding of what it is. You know? Do you do indemnity? Don't take my word for anything. Get an understanding for yourself of what is happening. You know? Because, you know, I tell everybody that we deal with, don't sign nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't admit to nothing. And when you read something, get a thorough understanding of what you're reading. If you had to, if you had to take a dictionary, go down and read item by item, line by line. Get a dictionary and understand the words, understand these words and definitions of what's in that paper, what they give you. Because 9 times out of 10, what's on that paper, what they're saying that they don't mean, it's called legalese. Legalese is not what you think it is, people. It's totally different than what you think. And I'm going to give you an example. When they say that, do you understand, they don't mean the legal understanding. They mean, do you understand that you're going to take these charges that we're putting on you? That's what understanding means. Now, the definition of understanding in English means that, you know, totally disconnect the legalese. My thing to y'all, people, understand and get and understand what you're doing. I keep telling y'all, I'm saying it again, we are at war, people. We're at war. We've always been at war. It's just that they you know, they ended up the situation. They're more sophisticated as they come to you. But study your enemy, people. Study them. Understand who they are and what they do and how they do it. And you and once you understand that, you can understand how to come at them. Don't you look well? Do you have anything?
Hello.
Well, we hear you.
Hey, the Sundance is on a break, and it's a beautiful thing being out here at the Sundance. I hope there's a good grip of people on the show tonight. I've contacted Cecile Jackson and a few others in the African community to come on the show tonight because you know, a lot of indigenous people are out there in New York State, New York City, down at the United Nations, you know, trying to bring some issues up front about, you know, the so-called extraction of the water issues and the zeolite and, you know, the uranium and all these other precious commodities that belong to the earth. All these corporations are putting in for mine-blogging, you know, permits to come in Indian territory and start test drilling for all this crap that's, you know, hurting Indian people. And I said this in the past, people. Please forgive me. I'm at a Sundance. I got into my truck to, you know, help our people on the radio show. And be on the lookout for that clown that might call in a different number. I believe he is Joe again, trying to stir up, you know, issues, thinking we Indian people don't know nothing. If we didn't know nothing, we could speak our language, and that white man wouldn't know nothing. So now that we know his language, we're just as good as he is in his vocabulary, but better. Okay? When you obtain white, you know, philosophical of language in English, you'll know that the white man is always going to be a liar, regardless of how you see him. And so in 2022, here we are facing the same kind of discrepancies that affect Indian country. And there's always somebody like this Joe guy that claims to be, you know, somebody important. Well, why don't he get on the white radio shows? All the white, you know, blog talk radio shows, get the hell on them and discuss your issue. And I'm not going to invest no time about this kid, but please watch out for his phone number because he'll try it again, because that's what provocateurs do. So let me start this conversation off with this, okay? A few Mashika brothers had contacted me earlier, and they were asking me about, was I aware of our indigenous people in New York City? So I told them no. Then also, Brad, he has the last name of a Polish, Zalakowski, I think. So Brad Zalakowski, he calls me personally on my phone, the 605-517-1547, and ask me if I support the brothers and sisters that are out there in New York City. Well, I support my indigenous people, but I do not support their behavior. Okay, so if they alerted people with the positions of what they're trying to undertake, like, you know, different corporations trying to rape the earth in the name of corporate greed, so then I would be understanding that part. But see, I'm a human rights fighter. I fight for children. I fight for men and women. And I most definitely fart for our grandparents, our grandfathers and our grandmothers. And that's my motto. And when issues of this resource comes to light, like I did with my little brother Jabril when we was in Washington, D.C., we're the ones that launched this understanding to get the Flint water crisis, the crisis in Flint, Michigan, exposed more on a rapid level. You can ask Jabril and he'll tell you. But my point that I'm raising this question is on today's show is because we're on break from the Sundance, and I need to cool my voice down before we go again. But in the meantime, this was lingering in my heart to understand where our people are going with all these issues going on in Indian country. So I did get a hold of my niece, Brooke. Rodriguez and Cecile Jackson, and I asked them to investigate and bring me up to speed on if our brothers and sisters are out there in New York City bringing issues before the permanent form of the United Nations or any other, you know, branch of that form of government. People don't trust them. It's never first until you try, but I know them, I know of them, and I know how to deal with them. I work with the human rights officer, Georgia Passarelli, and Dennis Marshall. Those are the two. I was gifted and rewarded one of their flags, and I still have it in our possession. And I use that to get other tribal people to sign it, knowing that, hey, the way I deal with them is more on a, you know, internal level. And so that's kind of the momentum I deal with this stuff on. Because a majority of the native people that go out to these places, they're not really representing native issues in its full intentment, okay? And that's why I was called by, you know, this Zalakowski guy, Brad, you know, to bring everybody up to speed because I didn't know our brothers and sisters were out there. And whatever their issue was to present before the United Nations, I hope they know what the hell they're doing, because there's a way to do things and there's a way not to do things. And Strongheart, on the other hand, we choose the not to do things. That's how we solve problems and get it done. But unfortunately, I was called to be kind of like a limelight to the current situation. And I'll be damned if I'm going to, you know, let all this negativity take a different forte in it because nobody's given anybody information. It's kind of like that Joe guy creating that havoc yesterday to find a way to disturb our own input of how we deal with native issues and native politics. So without any other delay, I'm going to turn it back to Amin and Jabril for more of that utmost information of what we go on with. And then I do hope you guys watch out for that Joe guy. If he tries to call back in, create some kind of unhealthy predicament, he'll use any number to get in here. So please be alert. Back to you guys, and thank you.
Thank you, Janu, for that information and update on things that's happening. So So anyone has any other thing they want to say? Like, this is your show, and whatever you feel like you want to, you know, stop it, you know, you got the mic. State your name, where you calling from.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's
your brother Ali again.
Okay.
Listen, I want to know if anybody familiar with something I just heard the other day, as a matter of fact, about a Supreme Court ruling that's trying to, I believe, give the jurisdiction back over to the states to handle non-Indian crime over Indians. I just wanted to see if anybody had the information. I've been trying to find and see, you know, exactly what that was about, but I haven't been able to touch bases with it yet. So if anyone can enlighten me on what may be going on, if they heard anything about that, and what do that mean exactly?
I haven't heard. Tanuka, have you heard anything about that? I haven't heard anything on it. Rachel, have you heard anything?
You know,
about
that's
it?
Kind of an interesting factor on that part. I do believe there was something that was out there where Oklahoma tried
right.
to step up and stop a ruling that was handed down. I don't know if it was from the Justice Department or Senate, where when these crimes are being affected in Indian country and our people are the ones being subjugated to this state rule, that the state was trying to say that they have a right to extradite our people off the said reservations. Now, keep in mind, people, just for a brief history of what I'm going to share with you, okay? Back in ancient times, and this is where the knowledge of this behavior takes a real critical and crucial effect in how we deal with matters in Indian country, okay? Matters of Indian country mean this whole territory is mine and mine alone, okay, indigenous-wise, all right? Now, because there's certain specifics, certain lateral aspects to this governing meaning, and Indians, pay attention, because this also includes you guys in different tribes in different states. So Congress has made different stipulations when it came to indigenous issues, whether it was environment or otherwise. But to answer that brother's question, if you try to ask anybody, you know, what is really Indian country, okay? Indian country is going to give you a different description and a different meaning. And so I believe there's like close to three different illustrations of what defining Indian country means in U.S. 18 U.S.C. 1151, I believe. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty accurate. So U.S.C. 18 1151 describes that and how you're supposed to define Indian country, because there's also quite a few parts to that. So a lot of the states try to buck the question. A good example here in the state of South Dakota, during when that pandemic hit South Dakota, Governor Noem stated that she ordered the tribes to take down their checkpoints. She did, okay? Well, we're an independent nation, not a sovereign nation, okay? The sovereign nation is a tribal government. There's the Indian tribe, and then there's the treaty tribe. So the tribe itself, the IRA, the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934, that's a sovereign entity. So, of course, they can make rules and regulations with them. The treaty tribe, on the other hand, is independent. That's the difference. So when you describe and outline what is Indian country, like I said earlier in this conversation, USC 1851, I believe, okay, and I'm going to stick to that. has three different parts of that, what is the Indian country. So we have the authority to extradite our people back onto the reservation and trial them with what they have committed within the reservation boundaries. Reservation boundaries also mean outside the reservation. The states, on the other hand, are immunicipal. Immunicipal. Okay, again, people, immunicipal. What does that mean? If you live and reside in the city's limits of a state, county, whatever, you are subjugated to them. But as long as you're indigenous, it falls back into the indigenous hand. Okay, so we govern that person, bad or good. That's why I said, there's bad and good in every race of people, whether he's white, yellow, black, and red. So the most important things that independent nation states deal with are the three colors of people. Seldom do we apprehend a white man. Seldom. And so that's where that jurisdiction lies, on an independent structure, what is defining Indian country. So just recently, there was an issue about, you know, the state having jurisdiction to come on reservations and extradite people off them. You can't do that, white man. That's the law. You're the ones that did it. Every time Native people assert their independent structures of law, white men always want to come at us and do us wrong. And it's the problem that our educated-minded people do this shit because the language doesn't exist with them. Now, give me this brief second, and I'm going to turn it back to you. Metakuyepi, lechala wak sapeki le tokata ke ispewa lakhoto ogna mila haskat hawi choiki hetsun se mie ewatun. Na lilakhot abna wichoye na ha weni tropiki he lakhot ya pik he anik khake hanta he wo ash ake na khki suta wa uns pekilena unchi makhana wa khatkhan ka ki chi mane tuna hu to pakilena ni chuki ho he wo ash ake na khsi yanke ho to ha to khyo tha ilale makhot che kile unki thopi wa shi chuglena tagne iwaza as ini hasni tak shi cha apakh pana khokata ke lila ota Washitsut Hawans pick ois papi heuncha tak shitcha unkach papi washtesh ni alome takipi. Ho hena mila huska thopi washitsu ki hena kakapi. Now we choikele ni lakhotam na wunakhi he olus papi hunter. He was ake na wak hunky eye cracky. To any he you talk to okishni. Wamak huska na hunky wapke ois papi. Unchi makaki na hunky wapke ois pe. Na wakhat khank aki chi manete insha o apre ki oispe na khati atopa ki hena insha oispape ho hena wo yksan ki henyan ke as lila ota we choy na taku le non ki trop ni hena ata tokyo ta egna kapina la khote o bikle maniche. So let's turn it back. What I said in my language was the truth, and that's all I can give you, because the English version of life, yeah, you can read about it and you can, you know, try to understand it, but it's the English language is brutal and it's hateful and it makes you mad, makes you want to kill, and that's how the white race lives in the year 2022. And so to answer that question, there are states trying to implement that, all because of Donald Trump. Don't forget that, people. Look at all those white folks that stormed the Capitol building, and they trashed and caused lives to get killed. But nobody's holding that white man accountable, because it's about the rich. The rich are trying to dominate this globe. And I told you people in the past, there are seven wealthy men in this globe that are trying to run it, okay? And four of them are Christians. What does that tell you? You see, that's the threat against humanity, not only against humanity, but the four-legged. To answer that question, Indian sovereignty is always under attack because it's a biblical term, a Bible term. the Latin people over there in the country of Latin America or whatever they want to call them, Latin, okay, they have a term called propatiate. That term was illustrated with another equal term underneath it called propatiate fundamental practice. Has any of you heard of the term? No, you haven't. This is probably the first goddamn time you heard it. Propatiate fundamental practice means you annihilate a race or a species of animals where they cannot be reproduced. You see what I'm saying? That's how brutal this white man is. So those Latin countries use that term to hold America accountable for all their racial and heinous bigotry of murder, theft, rape, you name it. And that's why when those other countries get pissed off, they wait for America to make a move. And they're waiting for them, see? So looking like that Ukrainian crisis between Russia and Ukraine, okay? That's the whole pipeline issue, okay? So they don't want to meddle in with that, but yet they're giving arms to the Ukrainian people. Don't do that, see? There are people over there, man. This is what you don't see, people. Look at the Ukrainian people. They're white people. The skin is white. So what's the image that these Christians show? It's all poor elderly, grandmas and grandpas and children, to expose them to get you to donate. You haven't even cleaned up America, white man. Clean that up. Focus on your backyard. And then you can reach out to another country to try to aid them. Fix your problems first here. You see, that's what Americans don't do. They love, man, to create havoc, and they're still doing it today in the year 2022. So I rest my case with that, and I hope that answers your question as good as I could. Back to you, brothers. I hope.
Most definitely. Much appreciated, bro.
So, okay. Listening audience, we don't have a lot of people on here, but hopefully there's a lot of people listening. So I'm going to say this again. This is your show, people. And we want you to participate in the show as much as possible. Listening is good, but coming on the show is much better. You know, so we only have this show twice a week, Fridays and Saturdays. And I think it's a very important show, very important topic that you need to come on and iterate your thoughts, your feelings, and what's happening in your neck of the woods, where we may be, all is welcome, indigenous people. That's why we call it indigenous voice, so you can talk, not be silent, but talk, and only way we can know what's happening with you is that you come on the show and let us know, We're not saying that we can solve your problems. We just say we want to know what your problem is, So it's a good thing, I think this show is a good avenue for a lot of people need to talk things out. Maybe that's the avenue of therapy, because if you hold some people hold too much in, and that's not good for you. So, this show is meant for you to come on and, talk about what's happening with you, what's happening out your town, your village, or, your reservation. This is what this show was created for, you, the people, We just moderators. Our job is just to moderate, to monitor the board and, put people on the board. You are the original talk. This is your show. This show was created for you, So we individuals, come on, come on the show and let us know. So with that said, we still don't have too many people on. So, Rich, you got anything to say? What's happening?
Maybe.
Wonder, do you have anything else you want to say on this topic or any other topic you might want to discuss?
Well, as usual, brother, my thing is, man, I just trying to put a gauge on exactly what's going on in the, indigenous sector outside of the Reds. meaning that, you know, these people and particularly the young folks, as I'm gauging, is seemingly losing their minds. They're running around here killing up each other, killing up babies, and doing all these atrocities, and I'm just trying to focus in on what is the root cause of what's going on here. And I keep going back to social media with this mind programming situation.
Yeah.
So again, if you know somebody can add something to that to give me some sort of insight as to, you know, I know who's causing it. I know it's the white man that's causing it, but why are we allowing them to program us to this degree where we run around here and kill up our own people? I don't get it.
I don't understand it either, but, you know, it's the mind.
I know it's a touchy subject, but, you know, that's what I do. I just bring out touchy subjects so that I can be enlightened, so I won't run around and get caught up in the melee. Have my family or my people get caught up continuously in this sort of attack. Like you said, we had war, you mentioned earlier, and I think it's time that we realize that we had war, and this type of war is incognito, and it's coming through by way of social media. That's my perspective.
You know, they had a program, the CIA had a program in the mid-70s or the early 60s, somewhere, and they was using experimental things, the drugs, the mind control situation, and then, but they said it dismantled the program. They lied. They just dismantled the program. They basically had a bunch of cancer programs, the signal fuels and other things, you know. So, you know, I don't know if these people been programmed by mind controls and everything. There was always a movie out that they always have orphans. They kidnap the orphans and raise them to be trained killers. Now, that's not, you know, if you look at it, that's probably true, too. But, you know, you're right. These people are actually losing their mind, or they probably already lost it because a person with some type of sanity wouldn't go around taking somebody else's life without defending themselves with just cause. These are useless and senseless killings that they want.
Absolutely. Yeah. And another thing, how are all these guns getting into the community? That's another thing where they are able to, you know, execute these sort of atrocities. Where are the guns coming from? It just seems like it's just too easy to get guns in certain communities nowadays.
The CIA, they don't. They bring the guns in. Just like they took the drugs in the 70s and brought it to the community. They done the same thing. They purpose to kill as many people as they can and give them the weapons. That's always been the genocide program, wipe out as many people as possible. You know they definitely they did it well.
Yeah, all right, no doubt. So, yeah, I think these sort of issues don't need to be swept under the rug either. I think they need to be brought out and actually examined to see, okay, what are the root causes? Once we find the root cause, then maybe we can start to formulate some sort of maybe remedy.
Yeah.
Can I say something? These people you're talking about, are they in the evangelical Christian you're talking about, your people?
I was basically speaking of what the so-called African-American, sector that where we having these issues whereby guns seem to be so available so that they can go out and commit certain crimes so that they can be locked up. And I think it's conspiratory in nature. That's my suggestion. I don't think it's just an event whereby we got access to gun. I think it's done deliberately, and I know it's done by the white man. That's, you know,
it is. We've got Christian fascism movement that's making their way into the government in this country. We've got all different races who are involved in these cult Christian churches. And I ain't going to name them because I think everybody knows what their names are.
Mm-hmm.
And there is government funding that's going into these church cults. They're calling themselves. There's a movement going on that they are taking a decree of a covenant to the God, as we seek today to be the soldiers and the army of God to come in and take over this government. It's in the works. I've seen the video. I've seen people who have left these cult Christian churches, doomsday cult churches. They are living in a paranoid state because of all the political bullshit being put out here. You got the pastors and preachers in these churches because there's behind the scenes, there's all this political money changing hands between the Christians and this government. And if people would get out there, all that information's out there. And these people are basically going into these churches and just getting brainwashed into a cult, these doomsday religions. And they do. They're saying that these religions have got to take over the world, this country, and this government because it's not proper. And they want to be able to go out here and execute anybody that has not drummed to the time of the drum. It's out there. If people would research this. This is what you got, the evangelicals. Those up there laying their hands on Trump. Cult. Money. Government. It's all a big thing, and the Christians are trying to take this country over, these cult Christians.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in other words, they may be the ones that's putting certain type of setting up certain types of, I guess, weapons, putting it into the different communities, not just here but everywhere, so that people can go in and they can say, well, our hands are clean.
You're right about social media. There's all these organizations out here called God, Guns, and Trump. God, Guns, and Evangelicals. I mean, they're out there. And they're all interrelated, and then Trump was a stupid son of a bitch go between that was going to, is basically, if that son of a bitch gets in power, we are going to have a Christian fascism take over.
Well,
of course. Right?
I said they really want a race war.
Yes, it is. It's a race war under the guise of their Christianity being God's army and coming down here and cleaning house. These white Christian organizations, this Joe guy, he probably belongs to one. They are calling themselves the Christian soldiers, the Christian army. Mm. And that fucking Joe, excuse my language, is probably one of those cult people.
Mm.
And yes, government money is funding this because it's called tax exemption. That's where they're getting the money for their guns.
Mm-hmm.
They get it from their donations. Everything goes right back to the white man and that government. Price is Right, if the Christians say, kill this bill, they're going to. Because we're gonna donate heavily to your campaign, your political representatives. It all goes back to the government and that white man.
Absolutely, and we need to recognize it. That's one of the reasons why
it
I
is. It's
to
dangerous
make
when you got parents out here killing their kids, shooting their kids, and running around with the Bible and claiming, I had to kill my kids because the Lord said their DNA was compromised. Christian cult mentality. And who's the main ones getting in? They pull in these minority people in these churches.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of these guys will go off and make their own churches, like in the black communities, the Indian communities, the Asian communities, even the Asian communities. They're spreading all over. The white government knows they're about ready to lose control, so now they're bringing in this Christian shit.
That's why I keep saying, people, that if you don't use your mind, somebody else will use it for you and take control of it. So that's where that self-determination and independence and comes in. The independence comes in, you know, and self-determination means that you control your own mind, your critical thinking, and you don't be dumbed down or thumbed down or robotic to be nobody robot. Your own individual little man or little woman. Because if, like I said, the old saying, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. You know, like again, you don't use your mind, so mind will use it for you. And like she was saying, that's what type of these cults. They'll be using them home cars and, you know, basically the government, everything goes right back to the government.
Yes, goes back to the government, the white man.
Right.
To the government.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate that input. I just can't get enough of information in regards to, you know, that happening, because to me that is a definite form of genocide. When you do this like this is exactly what you want to do, is have you commit genocide on your own people, indigenous, blacks, Asian, whomever. This is their whole plan, and we need to formulate some sort of combat against it.
Yeah, that's what I'm, you sure do. You know, right. This is a big mind. You know, they get people, they get very weak-minded people, or people that's on drugs, alcohol, or have any type of mental stability, you know. They're the most vulnerable people that you really, you know, manipulate, you know. And, you know, if people don't have no money, they're key for $2 or living, even for a sandwich. Now, that's how bad it got out there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Does anybody remember that guy who shot up that subway here back a couple, 3 months ago? He was in a doomsday cult. He's being turned against his own people. He was leaving messages all over Facebook defaming his own people, and he was a black man. Here in Oklahoma City the other day, two different churches went at it because people went out to boycott this church that they were calling a cult. It was also a black church, and it was other black people that was trying to bring in the FBI. Hey, you better get in this church. They're practicing cult. They're extorting. And here the government comes in, the state comes in and arrests those people and tells them, and that cult church, they allow them to issue a restraining order against them. But see, the white people are using this Christianity to pull these black people into these cult-formed churches. Like you said, it's a form of genocide through their Christian wording. And if people are that sad that they would get involved in some kind of Christianity, that they defame their own people and go out and want to shoot at them like that guy did up there in that subway, this is bad. You got to get out of control of that white man and that Christianity mindset.
Well, definitely, again, like I say, I commend the efforts that's being put forth through the, Indigenous Voice Radio, simply because we are showing that we are willing to step up and at least address or talk about these issues. So, again, I appreciate you for that. And anyone else, I mean, you know, you just got to put a voice to it. We don't have the weaponry or whatever, but we do have our voices.
It does. Everything goes back to the government and this Christianity in this country. They're both one and the same. They'd like to say a separation between church and state, but there's not. There's not.
Right.
That's just a goddamn delusion. And if people out here are tired of these Christian fanatics, well, maybe we need to start blowing some of them back, blowing their asses back under Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
Hold to that.
That's why I keep saying that, you know, we so what the word disembodied is, so ununited, and so that's what those who have consciousness and have a soul and spiritual and you know, and really care about the people. That's where the united, you know, that's where the united front come in and trying to talk to these people, get a hold of these people, do something, you know. But we so divided, you know, it's pathetic. We know we argue a little petty thing and still, you know, trying to come kind of go, you know, with other stuff. You know, so
right.
We can get a lot done if we just unite and, you know, sit down and try to do it. But we argue about the most pettiest thing on the planet. It can be done. Just a matter of doing it, you know. That's where the independence comes in. A lot can be done, you know. Time to stop sitting on the fence and start organizing what we can do, you know. So it's not about talk no more. Talk is past the stage. It's about action, you know. You can talk until the cows go home, but there ain't nothing gonna be done.
Well, the only thing I could say is they're getting violent. They're sitting on TV right now, and a lot of these Southern Eastern Baptist churches and evangelicals are literally stating, and they're recording their sermons that they're naming off categories of people that they want to take out, put down on their knees, and put a bullet in their head, execution style. And they're actually using the word execute. People in this country better wake up. Better get it done. And one of them fucking creepy Christian people come up to you, like I said, blow their ass back under Plymouth Rock.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's going to have to come to a point of self-defense mode of protecting yourself against the crazy. Like Tim was saying, sit back and watch the people and you see how, you know, what they're about, how they're about, you know. And, you know, basically, you know, like you say, it's a fair base of country. They fear everything. There's always a new boogeyman coming out there trying to scare you, you know. And this country, it's two things what they do. They put fear in people, intimidation. Fear, intimidation.
Right.
That's what this country run on.
Yep.
Two things, fear, intimidation. And once you get the fear, once you stop fearing them and you say you ain't going to be intimidated by it, then it's during the time they'll back off of you. Once you show them two things. There's plenty of people have done that. They don't, you know, the United States only attacks certain countries. The country that shows the United States don't fear them, leave them alone. But those who are so weak and they come at them, thank them for anything. You know.
You're right.
You can't show them, you know.
Right.
So that's what we got.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame that people are going to be forced to do that. We don't want to miss. We want to be left alone. There's a lot of us out here, we do. We just want to be left to hell alone. But these
that's
people
right.
are not going to let you. And that's why I say, I'm not encouraging go out here and shoot every damn Christian. No. But when those Christians come at you trying to bring that cross and crucify you, blow their heads off. Fuck them. Fuck
them. You got to prepare yourself.
That's
I'm talking to individual rights here. They don't have no right to come and say, if you don't go to church and you do this, we're going to, we've got to assassinate you. We got to execute you. Well, guess what? Get ready, motherfucker. Pack a lunch because I'm going to drag your ass to hell with me. We both can go.
No, I like my type of people. So you're definitely right. You got to be prepared to defend yourself. You know, if it comes to that. But in the meantime, what they're doing, like, again, is they try to be inconspicuous with it. And you know,
here's what I got.
You know, they still
want
to remind. And then step back and say, you know, no, it wasn't me.
Yep.
You've got to understand, too. If you believe this white man's Christianity, and you know through the course of the history what this white man's done, and this white man says this hell exists, you know what I've told Christians? Then that fucking hell is about three-quarters full of fucking Christians. Because you think about what they did over this world throughout all these Christian wars, then the white man's hell is full of Christians right now. You about ready to go join them?
No way. And another question I would like to pose is, and I know it's a touchy question, but how in the world did we allow ourselves to get in this predicament?
By fear, intimidation.
Yeah, you said that, but is it by trusting and trying to basically look at, you know, these individuals as being, you know, of the nature that we were designed as indigenous people, meaning that we come with spirit, we were at peace, we were, you know, just vibing, and we thought that maybe they were the same, and we allowed them to come. I don't, you know, I'm trying to still figure this out. How did we get in this situation?
Because
maybe it'll give us some,
a thief, a murderer, and a robber can come off as your best friend. White men are good at deceiving.
Okay.
They can come off as being a robber, a murderer, and a friend all in the same package because they got the art of deceiving. If they can't master it by fear and intimidation, they master it by making you relax your mind with them. Oh, I'm a good guy. I'm a good person. Hey, while you're at it, you know what? Why don't you hand me that $500 in your drawer under your sock? Oh, okay, here. Then you know what? You can't holler, rob, thief. And if you don't give it to him, he murders you because you don't comply with him. You know, like you don't comply with the police. Like I said, the white man's all in one package. He can either be the fear intimidators, or he can be the nice guy. He can be the Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also, we lost our spirituality.
No, I was just saying that explains it. She's right. I was just adding that.
Also, we lost
the white man likes them. That fucking white man likes to get shit by pretending to be your friend.
He's good at that. And that, like, also, we lost our humanity with each other. You know, we lost caring for one another because with those friends, I got mine, she got to get yours, and we don't care about each other no more. No, as long as I got mine, hey, F with you, man. I don't care. No, as long as I got mine, if you go get yours, and hey, you sitting out there, if you living a vacant lot, whatever, hey, so what? I'm good to go. So we lost our humanity, our caring for each other, loving one another. So that's how we got things start deteriorating, and it's no unity. You know, if you look back in the 60s and 70s, even though things was bad, you still had unity. People still care for one another. Nobody cares for nobody no more these days.
Hey, Brother Amin, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, let's open up the lines right at 6 o'clock to other callers. See if there's callers from Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota, and other states like Louisiana, Illinois. I was hoping my other sister, Cecile Jackson, would come on, and this other brother. I'm hoping they called in to get on the show.
I see a number, two numbers drop, and they didn't call back. And one was 561-584-5120. That dropped. Another one was 505-347. These two calls dropped and they never came back in. So it's no one. It's just me, you, Rachel, and Ollie. Those are three people on the phone now. nobody else is calling in. That's why I keep telling everybody to call me, call in. The other two callers dropped and they haven't called back in yet. No. Nobody, you know, we had a situation like that yesterday. They keep, you dropped a couple of times, had to call back in. Other people dropped, had to call back in. It might be them, because once I see them, I put them on, then all of a sudden they drop off the board again. I don't know if that's the station doing that, or I don't know. What's happening? So we had a problem with that yesterday.
Jabril is not on this evening.
No, he's not here. He's taking care. He has some business he has to take care. So he was supposed to be calling back in as soon as he finished his business. So if the people that dropped can hear me, call back in. Call back in so I can put you back on the radio, put you back on the show. If you're listening, call back in.
I had invited a brother to come on to the show from Texas, but his area code I don't think would be a 505 or a 661. You said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think his area code would be 512. 512 is the area code. This location.
I'm quite sure there's a lot of people who want to come on. You're welcome. Just pick up the phone and call on. We want to hear from you. So this show is a very unique show because it gives you time to express your opinion, and your insight, what's happening, I don't know, because I don't listen to too many talk shows, too many radio shows, but I know this show, I think is a unique show on its own, it's very unique. And I know there's a lot of radio shows that do the indigenous, for indigenous people. I don't know. But I know we got this show for you. I'm going to say this again, people. Life change. There's no what's here today can be gone tomorrow. So take advantage of this opportunity. Because you don't know.
I mean, listen to this. I got two text messages, okay? It says, I called in five times and it said the show was starting at 5:30. I called Jabril. He said Amin had it up and going now. Yeah. So I tried five times. All I keep hearing is music. I tried calling again. So that's a 406 number.
Well, I don't know what's happening with the show because I can say y'all on and the show is... Hold on for a second. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me? You're not showing up on the board. You're not showing up on the board at all. We got people on the show now. I don't know what's happening. People talk. Janupa's on. Rachel's on. Ollie's on.
That's why I told you that. Jabril will always do that. Try it again. Keep trying.
Now what they got? I'm gonna say they say your show. Your schedule episode of Digital Voice of People is late. Shifts have started 35 minutes ago. But if I push this start button, I don't know if everybody's gonna be off or on. They got a message here.
Where's Jabril?
Y'all already in. Right.
Yeah. He's talking on. He's trying to get in. The show won't let him in.
Wow.
No, I only got three callers, and that's it. And they didn't let nobody else in.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Here, let me get off the phone and try. Watch for a 406 number. I'm gonna get off the phone.
Okay. It's not my fault. I mean, the show's on. The show's not letting y'all come on the board. Now, if I push anything, I don't know if it's going to delete everything. It says next episode. That means the next show. Then, you know, if I push this, they're going to delete everything. We talking, and I don't know what's happening. So I can put it in the next episode. If I start the next episode, man, the whole show gonna go off.
Just to touch bases on what the sister was saying in regards to fear and intimidation, you think that's the reason why a lot of times when people come onto the show, they're not speaking because of some sort of fear or what they think may be some sort of retaliation or what have you?
It could be sometimes, it could be.
Yeah. Some of these people may have been indoctrinated too.
Yeah.
Some of these people may be indoctrinated into the Christianity themselves, and when they hear us talk about this, maybe it upsets them. There could be the fear. There could be,
right.
I mean, any reason.
Huh? Nope.
But like I said, that
whoever calls in earlier is gone. If you call in, they're not letting nobody in. Nothing. Nope. Rachel and Ali are still on. Wonderful is still on. Like I said, you're still starting. I don't know how to still start late when it's already on.
Right.
No, like, is that... Now this is what it says. It says your scheduled episode, Indigenous Voice of the People, is late. It should have started 37 minutes ago. But people's on. It says remind me later. And it says 5 minutes. Start the new episode. If I put start, everything will go off.
Yeah,
Sure was. Yeah, like every time, you know, what they're saying, if you're doing something good, then people always mess with you. If you ain't doing nothing good, they leave you alone. So we must be doing something good. They don't want us to voice our opinions, get across to different people calling on. So, you know, they're trying to, it looks like they're trying to silence us, but ain't nothing gonna do. No, we still gonna have him. No, they can't stop nothing. They're not letting nobody come on. They're not letting nobody call back in. No, for sure not.
Man, get a hold of what's her name? Leona. Ain't nothing she can do about it.
Take control. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah, they already, you know, that we were just speaking on that, how they, you know, that's that intimidation. That's that intimidation they're trying to do to us, you know. But that's okay. We got next coming up show. We're going to let this stop. It's just a distraction, that's all. You know. We don't let nothing get us down, people. You know. Y'all the only two on the show that won't let nobody else through. Anything else I want to say? Wow. Yeah, tell me about it. Can you sit down and keep talking to people still here? Okay. Yeah, we got the right. Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you.
So my people, like you said, there's people losing their mind, killing kids, killing their parents, you know, grandparents and everybody else, you know. The main thing, they don't understand the consequences, but, you know, what's going to happen to them. You know, you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison. You know, you'll never see the light of day again. You're going to die in prison. You know, don't know what's going to happen to you in prison. So, you know,
these people are so brainwashed. These people are so brainwashed. Their physical body may be in a prison, but in their brainwashed minds, they've already reached heaven. They did their job.
Right.
These dumbasses. Well, their physical body will sit right in a cell, but they've reached the understanding, the plateau that they carried out their Christian duty. So their spirit, they got the blood of Jesus on them. You hear that? That's a new statement. We've got the blood of Jesus on us. We're protected. I hear them all out there saying that. They're nuts. They're killing their kids. You're right. They're killing their own people.
Right.
All in the name of this cult Christianity who thinks it's their duty to be down here on earth and wiping the unwanted, the people that they don't want to tolerate, associate with. They want to exterminate them.
Right.
But, you know, if they read their own Bible, if they would read their own Bible, it states in Revelations, those who are slain will go lie under the altar of my Father's kingdom.
Oh,
so
I'm calling now. Let's see something. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. I mean.
No, go ahead, call him. I'm saying, okay. So this boy is weird. Whoever got y'all deleted, that y'all dropped, there's a drop call, but yeah, I can still hear y'all.
Oh, wow.
Somebody's honking around.
It said drop call, but yet y'all still on the call.
You can hear me still?
Yeah, I can still hear you. But you're supposed to, the call was a drop, but y'all still talking.
Yeah, that's weird. But it ain't surprising.
Now listen at this. Okay. Can I hear you?
They
now?
Don't want them.
Hear me now? Bill. Can you hear me? Hold on for a second. Can you hear me? Hello?
Are you asking us, or can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. I'm talking about, wow, this is
okay.
Deep. This is the first time man, this boy is weird. Okay, whoa. Right, this is them. They're not letting, they're messing everything up.
Okay, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Well, guess what, man? Listen, on my call, it's not even showing that I'm on the call. my phone is like, oh, that's why I kept asking, can you hear me?
Yes,
this is crazy, man.
My phone is off. I mean, I'm not calling from my phone. You're still on the switchboard from the show.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The show, how you can tell if you're still on the call. It's not even showing.
Right.
It's not even displaying that I'm on the call. I can't even see that I'm on the call still.
Wow. So it says you dropped, but I don't know. If you dropped, I'm supposed to hear nothing from you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Like I said, ain't no surprise to me, but it is. Me.
It's all them Jewish laser beams Marjorie Taylor Greene be talking about.
Check this out. I'll even virtue for the drop call, right? But I can still hear him on the show. All right. His phone showed that he's not on the call, but yeah, I can still hear
right.
Both of them.
It's not displaying.
It's
I can't even get
displaying.
Over the mute to hit the mute.
Nope. You're not on the board. That's for sure. Wow. Right. Okay. Okay. Wow. Wow. I think your number popped up. Right. I unmuted you and everything else, and they won't let you on. Remember, Rachel, when that guy called in the rest of the show?
Yeah.
We looked up his number, 335, with no number. That number does not exist. It's a scam number. It's a scam number or a number that's used in the skimmers. You know, you want to hide
something.
It's
a fish number.
Yeah. I said, what?
They.
I said, wow.
Those people, like I said, paranoid people who interfere, they're paranoid, they're scared, and they will do anything they can to stop. That's on them. Only mentally ill, foolish, paranoid, scared people do that shit.
Y'all Indians supposed to be invisible. Nobody supposed to see y'all. Y'all keep showing up, making all this noise, talking to people. Make me in the blanket.
Yeah.
Y'all way out of the school, Doc, but nobody can't see you. Well, this city supposed to be assimilated for everybody else in spot of suit. How y'all keep getting out, running across, doing this and that. Said somebody stick y'all out, took the two of them up, slap them around. Y'all put him off the show. All right, we're going to throw the whole show. Y'all doing too much. Y'all Indians just doing too much. White man can't handle that.
So other words, they not scared. Nobody on the show. They not intimidating.
Y'all the two on the show. Okay. Everybody else that won't let through. Snipples on. Nobody else. Y'all calling earlier before they start throwing out other crap. You know, y'all got in just in time for the stop. They got them coming in.
So there's some weeks I can't even get into the show. I get feel like I'm being blocked out. I'll try to call in and I can't even get through.
Yeah, because I see y'all will put, that's them. I ain't nothing we can do. But,
they control all that stuff.
I don't know.
Y'all got the boy out here today. That's what he made.
We might want to.
I do a Chinooka pistol bump yesterday. Cody Man, he's dumb, he's good to talk. Talk to him like, serve him, talk to me like that. Oh, yeah, he went back and told his